नमामीशमीशान निर्वाणरूपं विभुं व्यापकं ब्रह्मवेदस्वरूपम्। रुद्राष्टकमिदं प्रोक्तं विप्रेण हरतोषये, ये पठन्ति नरा भक्त्या तेषां शम्भुः प्रसीदति।
ॐ शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज ओनली व्हेन आई लाफ। So we'll start with one laugh meditation. We have done all kind of meditation, but not this meditation. So we'll do this. And how to do? We don't have to laugh like so loudly, but we have to laugh inside. So we'll sit in meditation, close our eyes, and we'll see whole day some other we face any funny situation in our life. So we'll remind that, and we laugh at ourselves, like what we do in that situation. So like yesterday, if I remind myself or you all, so what kind of situation whole day I just went through, and just try to laugh without a noise. Om Shanti. So it says laughing is the best medicine in the world. Why it so? Why laughing is the best medicine? Anyone? What happens when we laugh? When we why laughing is the best medicine? Because when we laugh, we change our circumstance, we change our situation, we change our mood, first of all. Because if you are very sad, or if something happens and if you feel very sad, and at the moment your loved ones or anyone come and anyone crack a joke or something like that, so it just change you, it change your mood, like it's a swing, like sad to you just feel good for some moment at least. So only when I laugh, the world laugh. Only when I laugh, this universe, earth, sky, everything laugh. Every tree, every leaf on this planet laugh. So we have to make sure that all the time I'm laughing. It's not like I have to laugh like a monster, but I have to laugh like a human being, like deities. So we'll see some tips how to laugh, and it also not necessary that you'll find someone who will make you laugh. So you have to learn how to laugh at yourself and how it is beneficial in our life. We'll see that also. So first of all, what is the advantages of laughing at yourself? It says, let a smile be your umbrella. Like Baba says, always be in my canopy. Always make me like an umbrella. So the same way, laughing should be our umbrella. It says, laughter is a great coping mechanism. So finding something to laugh about is a great way to deal with a stressful situation. But what if there's no one around you to make you laugh? We will not find always that someone is there to make us laugh. So we have to learn how to laugh at myself so that I'll always enjoy my company. The best company is my company, and next God's company. But sometimes we feel separate from God even. So we have to learn, like, because if I don't know about me, myself, I'll not connect with God. So to connect with him, I have to first know about myself. So first, laughing at yourself shows you are a positive person. Like if we meet someone or friends or anyone, and if he's very in sad mood or something negative, so we don't feel that attraction with them. But if someone is very happy all the time, so automatically we attract. Like if you are a very happy person, so many people come to you. But if you are always like in sad mood or always you feel so depressed, so people avoid you. So this is the very good thing to show that you are a positive person. An interesting study from 2011 found a correlation between the ability to laugh at yourself and being a positive and happy person. Second, laughing at yourself helps you remain self-aware and humble. Like when we laugh at ourselves, like I have done something and I know this was not good as I had planned. And if I laugh at myself, so I'm aware about my activities, what I'm doing. And if I'm aware about my activities before someone else will come and point it out, I'm always already aware about that. So it is like a good thing. Then next, laughing at yourself makes you immune for hurtful comments. As I said, if I'm already know what is my fault, so if someone will come and point that flaws, so I'll not be hurt because I know this mistake I have done and I have to correct it. So I'm already aware about that. So there is some tips we'll see how to laugh at yourself, how to laugh at myself. First, accept yourself. Like what happens, we do all the activities or whatever we do, we see if around me what people are saying and people are doing, and as per their expectations I try to make myself like I should be very good, I should be very positive in others way of viewing. But I mean, it's not like what I am doing, I'm not showing my real nature. I'm showing according to what people want. So I have to correct that. I have to first accept myself that no one is perfect. And what I'm doing, I'm trying my best. It's also not mean that I lack myself, but I have to motivate myself. But I don't have to judge according to others. First, I have to check on my own. First, I have to know about my true nature, what I am, what I can change or what I can't. Suppose if I can't change my height, that is not in my hand. So I'll not bother about that. But some behavior, something I can learn, that I'll definitely change. But not something which is not in my hand. So first accept yourself. Then you can laugh at yourself. Otherwise, you can't. You always try to show that what people want. So next, separate yourself from your performance. If I'm in my work field and if I'm not enjoying that, because what happens there, I always do my performance and I always attach myself with that performance. So I have to detach. That is just as Baba says, you feel yourself as an instrument and then work. So that after finishing your work, you will detach yourself from that. And then you can enjoy even some mistakes you did. So you can laugh at yourself, like see what happens. And then next day you will correct. Otherwise, you will just doing mistakes repeatedly. So we have to separate. Accepting yourself is often so hard because you aren't even looking at yourself. You are just looking at your performance at work, at school, at gym, at playground, everywhere. Like in gym, we see the guy next to us. If he's weighing more than me, then I'll feel I am weak. If in playground, the guy next to me is playing good than me, then I'll feel I'm lazy or I'm not doing good. So at work field also, if my colleague is doing good and I'm not doing that much, so I'll feel that I'm not that, I'm low and something negative, I'll create thoughts. So I have to work on that. So third, be humble. Why to be humble? Because if I'll not be humble, or if I'll show myself that I'm very superior, I know everything, then I can't laugh at myself. And I know that I'm not that superior. I'm learning also. Everyone is learning. Everyone is not perfect yet. We are on the way. We are on the journey. So it says, you can't laugh at yourself while simultaneously trying to maintain the image that you are awesome at everything you do. So how to be more humble? First, practice mindfulness. If we practice mindfulness, we will be more humble. Then lower your expectation. We expect too much anywhere with everyone. And then don't be afraid to ask for help. We feel very low if we have to ask for help. But if we do so, we can't be humble. Then try to listen more than you speak. Don't take things for granted. And always say thank you. We always be very thankful for others. So it says, husband-wife jokes are trending nowadays. So it says, if your wife is shouting at you, you start taking selfie with her. So that she will automatically smile. Anyway, so just we have to convert any argument is going on in groups or in family. So we should learn how to convert that hot moment into cool, and hot moment to joyful moment. Next, use humor to point out your flaws. Like we should know how to use humor to point my flaws, even though I have done some mistake. Suppose I'm late, 5 minutes late to reach an office, and I have to correct it. So I'll do it in fun way. I'll also recognize that this is my flaws, this is my mistake, and I have to correct it, but in very funny way. when I meet with my colleagues or I meet with in any meeting. So that moment I'll start saying, or in fun way, I was late or something like that. Or if someone asks why you are late, so either I'll be very aggressive that no, I'm not late, something like that, what we do, excuses, or either I will just let it be in fun, okay, yeah, I was late, tomorrow or I'll be depressed, yeah, I'm late. So we have three way, so we have to choose which way we should go. So the best way is fun way, laughing way. The next is, don't forget to be mindful of others. Also, what happens sometimes, we try to correct ourselves, but in that moment we can hurt someone else. Suppose I have planned to wake up at 2:30 for Amrit Vela and I'm not able to do so. I'm waking up by 3 or 3:30 or 4, something like that. And to correct that time, I'm utilizing my this laughing way or fun way. But to whom I'm sharing this, the person next to me, I'm sharing, he is not even wake up by 5. So if I'll say, no, I had planned to wake up by 2:30 and I'm not able to do, so he will be more hurt or he will be more sad by listening to this, because he is not able to wake up by 4 even. So I have to check to whom I'm speaking with, to whom I'm sharing my experience or want to correct myself. The next is, don't become your own worst critic. Sometimes laughing at myself or laughing at yourself, we feel like we think so much negative about myself, but subconscious mind don't understand what your intention sometimes. So we have to check sometimes what we repeat, it goes in subconscious mind. Suppose I'm repeating negative all the time, so it will go in my subconscious mind, even though I'm doing for correct myself, but it doesn't happen all the time. So I have to check also, like it says, dealing with your problems by learning to laugh at yourself can be amazingly positive for your mental health. But if you are struggling with depression or panic attacks, it's important to realize that serious issues sometimes require a more serious approach. So this is says, laughter is one of the best remedies in life. So if you have got nothing to laugh about, maybe it's a good idea to laugh at yourself. This not only helps you accept and acknowledge your situation, but it also keeps you humble and helps you maintain a positive attitude. So why we are laughing? And what is laugh exactly? It means there is many way of, there is laughing exercises, there is laughing clubs in the world. Why people go there? To release our stress, release ourselves. Yeah. So there's laughter, yoga, there people go. It says, how do you laugh when nothing's funny? Just open your mouth into a wide smile and force the breath out. Like, you open your mouth and you breathe out loudly, and you may feel silly at first, but when you are in a group of people committed at laughing, and everyone is for that only, so we do that exercise in groups, in laughing clubs and many places in the world. Even in India, more than 3000 clubs are there now, it's more. So there is 6 types of laughter which people practices in laughter clubs, and in park also people do, in yoga also people do. The first is greeting laughter. In greeting laughter, what people do, we go to each other and we greeting in like namaste posture, and we start laughing by seeing each other in eyes, with making eye contact, and we just start laughing and loudly. Yes. The next is lion laughter. Lion laughter is like you are opening your mouth. It says, thrust out the tongue, widen the eyes and stretch the hands out like claws while laughing. So you have to make some posture. And next is, third is humming laughter. In that, we laugh with the mouth closed and we do closed mouth, but we humming sound. And we laugh inside loudly. We are laughing loudly, but inside, not outside. Outside only humming sound is coming. Next is silent laughter, which we did meditation. In that we have to do, no, is that not that one. Open your mouth wide and laugh without making a sound. Like when we laugh, actually we have to do in at that action, we have to do that, but we don't have to make noise, not at all. Look into other people's eyes and make funny gestures. So we can go to other people and we can make funny gestures without a single voice or noise. Next, fifth is gradient laughter. This start by smiling and then slowly begin to laugh with a gentle chuckle. Increase the intensity of the laugh until you have achieved a hearty laugh. Then gradually bring the laugh down to a smile again. We start with smile. We see people and we just start with smile and then slowly chuckle and then we laugh. Then last is heart to heart laughter. It's like we go to people and we grab hands or we hold hands and then we laugh with friends and anywhere we can do this. Mostly in laughing club, people do these activities, and this is really good to release our stress. Any problem we are facing, we can release that. Today's Murli Baba says, the father comes and tells you all the secrets. It is now the confluence age and your days of happiness are about to come. Your 84 births are now complete. It is now the beautiful time of the confluence age. This is the only age for ascending. It is as though you are taking a lift to go up above. So happiness, love is all like one thing. Yeah. So in Satyug, what we'll do? We always laugh. We'll not laugh like a non-human being, but we'll laugh like deities. So we are laughing to show agreement. We are laughing to show acceptance. We use laughter as a tool to change our mood, to change a mood of groups. We use laughter to try and control situations. We use laughter to try and make ourselves feel better. So laughter is a joyful emotion. There is one song in Hindi. It says, मैं जिंदगी का साथ निभाता चला गया, हर फिक्र को धुएं में उड़ाता चला गया. I kept on going with my life. Every worry, I blew it into thin air. बर्बादियों का शौक मनाना फिजूल था, बर्बादियों का जश्न मनाता चला गया. Mourning for my ruination was a waste of time. I kept on celebrating every ruination of mine. जो मिल गया उसी को मुकद्दर समझ लिया, जो खो गया मैं उसको भुलाता चला गया. Whatever I got, I treated that as my fate. Whatever I lost, I kept on forgetting. गम और खुशी में फ़र्क ना महसूस हो जहां, मैं दिल को उस मुकाम पे लाता चला गया. Where the difference between pleasure and pain cannot be felt, I kept getting my heart to that place repeatedly. Om Shanti.
मैं जिंदगी का साथ निभाता चला गया, हर फिक्र को धुएं में उड़ाता चला गया, हर फिक्र को धुएं में उड़ा. बर्बादियों का सौग मनाना फजूल था, बर्बादियों का सौग मनाना फजूल था, मनाना फजूल था, मनाना फजूल था. बर्बादियों का जश्न मनाता चला गया, बर्बादियों का जश्न मनाता चला गया, हर फिक्र को धुएं में उड़ा. जो मिल गया उसी को मुकद्दर समझ लिया। जो मिल गया उसी को मुकद्दर समझ लिया, मुकद्दर समझ लिया, मुकद्दर समझ लिया। जो खो गया मैं उसको भुलाता चला गया, जो खो गया मैं उसको भुलाता चला गया, हर फिक्र को धुएं में उड़ा। गम और खुशी में फर्क न महसूस हो जहां, गम और खुशी में फर्क न महसूस हो जहां, न महसूस हो जहां, न महसूस हो जहां। मैं दिल को उस मकाम पे लाता चला गया, मैं दिल को उस मकाम पे लाता चला गया, मैं जिंदगी का साथ निभाता चला गया, हर फिक्र को धुएं में उड़ाता चला गया।